Today's show is sponsored by the Commission for Prop Coffee Cup Awareness. Too often in movies and television shows, actors hold coffee cups in a manner that proves that the cups are not filled with coffee. The CFPCCA is dedicated to improving this situation because, to quote President Jimmy Carter, every empty coffee cup is a bleeping sin. For more information, log in to cpfcca.cpfcca.cpfcca.. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. Every episode of this is an episode of Friends of this podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling, and I'm just a little... Let's go meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, huh? Oh, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which each and every episode of this show recaps an episode of Friends. And my name's Tom Sharpling. I am the host. Tonight's episode, Season 3, Episode 22. It's the one with the screamer. And this was written by Scott Silveri and Shauna Goldberg-Meehan. Directed by Peter Boners, which we'll factor in later in the episode. Very interesting tidbit on the way. And this aired on April 24th, 1997. And I am solo tonight. And I think for the foreseeable future, this show will be solo. I had a producer. His name was Jason. He did not like this show. He spoke badly about the show to people, said it was a failure, said I was failing, said I would end up compromising everything that I've established as the host of the best show, was now about to go out the window. I got another producer. His name was Pat. He was enthusiastic and nice. Maybe not the most technically adept producer, but his enthusiasm more than compensated for any shortcomings in terms of the technology of the show. He's not here either. He came back. Jason came back. They've both come back and forth like a revolving door at a hotel lobby, and they are both out now. And I think this is it for good. They're out. And I take it as something that I am fine with because, again, I started this show. I get a lot of flack. People in the AV club give me flack all the time. They're saying this is just a pathetic attention grab from someone who is doing a show that doesn't speak to everyone, meaning the best show is, and at the because it's 3 hours long and it's kind of plays to its audience, and this is not that. I am now trying to, according to them, not according to myself, I could not disagree with it more. This show is a love of mine, and I say that from the bottom of my heart. I am not lying when I say this show means more to me than the best show, is that I get to recap these episodes of Friends. And it's in bite-sized episodes that can appeal to as many people as possible. That is not a dishonest statement. I do not say that. I am not being dishonest when I say that. I mean it. This is probably the highlight of my career, to get to do these Friends recaps and to reach as many people as possible. And it... I will continue to do it because, as I've said before, and I will continue to say, Pat is not the star of this show. Jason is not the star of this show. I am not the star of this show. The stars of this show are Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey. And you. You are the seventh friend. And I do this for you. And I say this is the most creatively satisfying thing in my career to date. I will not let the people taking pot shots at me saying it's pathetic. That's not going to stick because it's inaccurate. I am not someone who tries to fit in after the fact. I'm not a train hopper trying to get on a trend of recap podcasts. That's not me. And this show will never, ever be that. You mark my words with that. So, this episode, Phoebe waits on hold so she can have her phone repaired before the warranty expires, and she stays on hold for a day. The gang goes to see Joey's play on opening night. Rachel dates Tommy, who seems pretty nice, except when he starts screaming at people. But only Ross witnesses this behavior and can't convince anybody else that he's a hothead. And Tommy is, by the way, played by Ben Stiller. Joey's play gets really bad reviews on opening night, prompting the director to break up with Kate, who is Joey's co-star. Joey and Kate spend the night talking and falling in love. But then Kate gets an offer to go to Los Angeles to star in a soap opera, and she decides to leave. Because, you know, I could have stopped doing this at any point. I could have done one season and said, oh, it was just an experiment. We're trying to do these Friends recap things. Established myself as somebody who can host a micro podcast kind of thing. And maybe that would be a calling card for another kind of podcast. That could have been all I wanted. If I was only in it for that, I am not doubling down out of some misplaced sense of pride or ego either. I do this because I love it. Again, this is as satisfying creatively as anything I've ever been involved with. I'm not lying about that. And today's show, I should say, is sponsored by the Commission for Prop Coffee Cup Awareness. Have you ever seen a movie in which an actor is holding a coffee cup during a conversation and it's clear there's no liquid in the cup? They swing the cup around, jostle it way too carelessly, moving it up and down like nobody's business? If there was actual hot coffee in that cup, they'd be singing a different tune because they'd be getting charred by the molten lava that would splash out onto their skin. This is where the Commission for Prop Coffee Cup Awareness comes in. They're fighting hard to remedy this situation, combating it with a dedication that will improve the situation for all involved. Would you want your child emulating one of their heroes on Law & Order, carelessly making gestures with their hands holding a, what everyone assumes to be a full coffee cup, only to end up in the hospital with their features burned beyond recognition? You probably wouldn't. Log into cpfcca.cpf.cca.cpf.cca. for more information. Coffee is no laughing matter, and that's the sponsor of the show, and we appreciate their sponsorship. I also will say the monies generated by the sponsorships have fallen off a little bit. We had a little more latitude over what ads we would take. And we have less latitude. It's a tighter margin now. So, So this episode's a very conflicted split episode. The storyline with Joey is effective because it's nice to see him wanting someone more than they want him because he's usually the Lothario. But others in this episode don't have a whole lot to do. And the thing with Phoebe is very weird and frustrating with her being on the phone the whole time. Let's go to the segments. Friends first. Let's go to friends first.
This file's corrupt.
Hold on. Wait. Friends first.
This file's corrupt.
This file's... I know that voice. Last episode, Jason said something about the hard drive. It would be a shame if something happened, so... I guess that's it. I guess it's happened. Well, let me just check the rest of these files now. Let me just check the rest of these. Let's see. Friends first. Let me see what with the friends fun fact. Friends fun fact.
Nuh-uh. Ooh, where'd the files go, Tom?
And I'm assuming this the file for line of the episode.
Not here.
Yeah. Okay. And the closing music.
Where's the file, Tom?
Yep. Okay. All right. Great. Congratulations to Jason. You did it again. I guess I will just say this. I would like my files back. You, every time you get irked at me for whatever reason, you take the files, you write off my computer, you hack my computer, and you take the files and you delete them. I would please, please, please like my files back. I kind of need them to do the show. I don't have a producer anymore. I would at least like to have the files. I guess I should just stick with these and assume that they will get reinserted. So let's just do that, and I'll assume that I'll sort this out with him somehow, and you will not hear these. These will be kind of markers for where the real tracks will go. Friends first.
This file's corrupt.
This is the first time that Peter Boners, who you might know is the dentist from Bob Newhart, but has been directing a lot of these episodes of Friends, has been on camera. He's in the audience of Joey's play. Fun Friends fact.
Nuh-uh. Ooh, where'd the files go, Tom?
This is the only episode in which Monica, Rachel, Ross, and Chandler see Estelle, Joey's agent. That leaves Phoebe as the only person to never meet her on the show. Which is funny because... if Phoebe has not met Estelle, she was able to imitate her in season 10 on the one where Estelle dies. A little giveaway on that. Estelle croaks in season 10. Okay. This is also the last appearance of Kate Miller. And I can't remember who that is. But it's a Friends last. Also on that. Line of the episode.
Where's the file, Tom?
Okay. Kate says, you know, I gave up a part on a soap for the... Oh, Kate's the actor. Okay, yep. Kate's the other actor. You know, I gave up a part on a soap for this. And Joey goes, wow. Yeah, you know, I did give up a job too. Kate says, really? What? Joey says, declawing cats. I like this episode. Fine. Rank the episode. I like it fine. It's nothing special. 7 out of 10. Rank the friends. Joey, Rachel, Ross, Monica, Phoebe, and Joey. So let's, we'll be back next week. I'll play I can't play the theme music because this is all I have for it. Is
not here.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to me, my friends of friends. We will be back with another episode. Yeah, I guess we will. I don't know anymore. Thanks for listening.